This is atonality, to use that awful and frequently misunderstood word. Not the atonality of Debussy's whole tone scale that we studied last week, which was always, if you remember, tonally contained. This atonality is not contained, either diatonically or in any other way. For better or worse, non-tonal music has been born. And the history of music has suffered a sea change. And in that same year of 1908, but far away from all this, an ocean and a continent away, in fact, in Connecticut, of all places, the sharpest comment and the most trenchant description of the tonal crisis was made by an unheard, unhonored, and unsung Sunday composer named Charles Ives, who also knew, though totally unaware of Schoenberg or any of that upheaval, he knew something was up, and he proclaimed it in his half-playful, mystic, quirky way through a marvelous little piece called The Unanswered Question. And this music says it all, better than a thousand words. Of course, the question Ives proposes in his title is not a strictly musical one by his own say-so, but rather a metaphysical one. Let me quote part of his descriptive foreword to the piece. He says, "The strings play pianissimo throughout with no change in tempo, and they are to represent, quote, the silences of the druids who know, see, and hear nothing, unquote. The trumpet intones the perennial question of existence, unquote, and states it in the same tone of voice each time. But the hunt for the invisible answer, unquote," all these are capitalized, naturally, "the hunt for the invisible answer undertaken by the flutes and other human beings," typical Ives cracker barrel humor, "become gradually more active, faster, and louder. And these fighting answerers, as time goes on, seem to realize a futility and begin to mock the question. The strife is over for the moment. After they disappear, the question," quotes, "is asked for the last time, and the silences," quotes, "are heard beyond in undisturbed solitude," unquote. Unquote.